Christmas time is drawing near once again. In this season, our thoughts move toward the wondrous story of the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We remember the very first witnesses who joyfully told others the good news. We learn in church and from reading God's Word about everything that came after Christmas, Jesus' childhood, his ministry, his death on a cross, and his glorious resurrection to obtain salvation for all who would believe in him. His disciples were faithful to share the gospel during their time here on earth. But now it's our turn. Jesus tells us in Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." And then in Psalm 96, we are encouraged, "Sing to the Lord, tell of his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the peoples." God's marvelous plan of salvation came about long ago, even before the creation of the world. He revealed his plan throughout the Old Testament as the birth of a Savior was foretold, the one who would give his life to atone for the sin of his people. But it is ultimately in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 2, that we read how Joseph and Mary journeyed to Bethlehem, where she gave birth to her firstborn son, whom they named Jesus. We learn that shepherds in that region were visited by an angel, proclaiming to them the good news of a great joy for all the people. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Christ.
Matthew chapter 2. We read that after Jesus was born in the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came searching for Jesus. They asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." The star led them right to the place where Jesus was, and they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. And so it is that at Christmas time we celebrate the greatest gift ever given. In Titus chapter 2 we read, "The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. It trains us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us to redeem us and to purify for himself a people who are zealous for good works." The entire Bible tells us of this precious gift, and perhaps it is most simply stated in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Thank you.
We are so thankful for this joyous message that we want to share it with the world. May the words of Psalm 145 be our prayer today and always. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will speak of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. I will speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, making known to the children of man the glorious splendor of your kingdom and your mighty deeds. Your kingdom is everlasting, and your dominion endures through all generations. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless your holy name forever and ever.
Signs, and you're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there are scars in your hands, that your goodness is good without end, and you'll never change. I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. The God of creation knows me by name. The Lord is faithful yesterday, now, and always. Always. Your mercy is mighty, age after age, and all generations will bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful yesterday, now, and always, always. I believe you will come in the clouds. I believe you are here even now. In your presence I know there is power, power to save. Oh, I will tell of your wonders, sing of your the God of creation knows me by name. The Lord is faithful yesterday, now, and always. Always. Your mercy is mighty, age after age, and all generations will bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful yesterday, now, and always. Generations will bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful yesterday, now, and always. Always. Oh, you were, you are, you always will be God. You were, you are, you always will be God. Yes, you are. generations will bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful yesterday.